What's the name of the podcast?
I forgot.
Are you serious? You forgot?
Mom's talking? Okay. Mom's talking.
Perfect.
But I never say Perfect. That. I never
we
say
all,
it.
I say that all the time when the kids are like, Dada, Mama, Dada. And you're like in the middle of a conversation. You're in the middle of a sentence. And I say, shh, Mom's talking. Okay. I don't think I forgot anything. I didn't check the audio over there, though. That's the problem. But it should be good.
No, go do it now, because you're going to start crying later. Well, the audio's off.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. This podcast is an Andy Vlogs production in association with All Games Played. You are listening to...
Shh, Mom is talking. I took a Zofran this morning. I tried it. You remember how I said it needs to like dissolve just like on my tongue? I was like swishing it around my mouth.
All right. Welcome everybody. This is Andy and my lovely guest, my lovely co-host.
Hey, my pockets are fleece lined.
Yeah, it's a really nice jacket. Welcome everybody. My name is Andy. This is my co-host, Evelyn. We're starting over because she interrupted us with a random thought.
I hear a child.
Are we going to be interrupted?
Yep.
Well.
Wait for it.
Do you think they're going to come down?
3, 2, 1. Hi, Dordy.
Hi, Theodore. Excuse you, Theodore.
Yeah.
I can't understand you, Theodore.
Mama. Yeah.
A long time ago. Can you turn it off of my bed and he threw it on my face? He took it off of my bed.
What did he take off your bed?
Dad.
Why? Why did he take
Were
off your blanket?
Were you bothering him?
For those just joining us, our youngest, our four-year-old, has decided to enter the room and interrupt our podcast after he knew he needed to be asleep. He has one of those really nice quilted fleece blankets that he's now just made himself comfortable on the ground with, and he's proceeding to fall asleep, so...
And he left the door open.
Let's keep it down. He did leave the door open and it is freezing.
I can feel...
It is cold.
The cold. Is the laundry room door closed? Mijo, did Nicholas get out of the room too?
That's the second time I've had to stand up and do things. All right, now we're ready to begin. Theodore, no, we're not ready to begin. Theodore, can you lay down? You can't go over there. I have all of my stuff set up. No. Okay, he's decided to go to my computer couch, my computer chair. He almost knocked down that camera. He almost just knocked that
couch?
Camera. Because he interrupted me as I was trying to say chair.
My computer couch. Play it again.
I know, I'm going to have to repeat that. It's also a really, really comfortable fleece blanket that we used and had a cameo in the first episode. Speaking of episodes, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want to introduce you to the second episode and finally the named podcast, which Evelyn and I have decided to have. What's the name, Evie?
Dordy, get down.
What's the name of the podcast?
I forgot.
Are you serious? You forgot?
Mom's talking? Okay. Mom's talking.
Perfect.
But I never say
Perfect.
That. I never
we
say
all,
it.
I say that all the time when the kids are like, Dada, Mama, Dada. And you're like in the middle of a conversation. You're in the middle of a sentence.
Say,
and I say,
talking.
Shh, Mom's talking. Mom is talking. Theodore is punching
Stop.
Me in the background.
Stop.
We've gotten really physical lately. Theodore has, he's learning his boundaries. And that's what's so healthy for kids to wrestle and to fight with each other and with their dad is they learn their boundaries. They learn social boundaries.
And then they come up to mama and give me blankets and hugs and kisses. And Tono came up to me the other day and gave me a pillow and a blanket so I can be comfortable. And he brought me a cup of water.
Oh my gosh, I wish my kids did that. So just ignore Theodore in the background. He's going to be the third wheel. I don't have any patience to bring him back upstairs, and so we're just going to let him lay here. I forgot. I wanted to tell you guys, today is Valentine's Day. It's February 14th. It is 10 days after our first episode, I believe, and it should be released within a week of the first episode being released, and so that means we are going to be covering pretty much the events that happened from February 1st on. Can you remember what happened, Evie?
I don't even remember what happened yesterday. Just a couple, like an hour ago. I was like, Doherty, did you pick up all your clothes? Was it this morning or yesterday morning?
I think that's a daily occurrence, so it's hard because it happens every day because kids never clean up any of their possessions in their room. So today's topic is going to be about expectations. We experienced a couple of things this week that when you set certain expectations, it is so hard when those unfortunately don't happen or you get disappointed because they won't be able to happen. Was there one specific event, Evie, that you can remember this week or last week that happened where your expectations were set about something and then they were dashed to bits?
To bits. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of little things that I can't think of now, but the one thing I do think of, a big thing that I think of every day when my gallbladder is bothering me, or I guess the doctor said my intestines too, but the gallbladder surgery, it's not going to be done. It can't happen.
So take us back to when you had that scare in the emergency room. What did the doctors say to you about your gallbladder?
They made it sound like, well, I already knew I couldn't get it taken out because I'm pregnant. But at the hospital, they made it sound like, oh, you know, like, don't worry, you can get it out in the second trimester, no problem. Wow. But then when I went to my doctor's appointment, the follow-up appointment after the ER, she basically said, no, you can't get it done in the second trimester unless your gallbladder is
inflamed or infected or it bursts, right?
Or if I have another episode in that small time frame in the second trimester.
So between the second and third trimester. So I wouldn't set expectations as well. I think this is a good point that we want to make, is that setting expectations, in my opinion, based on my experience, isn't a good idea. Because when you set your expectations, just like we did at the doctors, I almost said dentist, they're going to be dashed because, well, I mean, things don't happen the way that they think that you think they should. And this is another... you know, perfect example. So your expectations was dashed. You're not going to have that surgery. There's no way. But I feel like you're setting another expectation that in the event that there is an emergency again, that we'll be able to cut it open. But I don't think that's realistic. What do you think, Evie?
No, like,
do you want, I mean, are you looking forward to that moment where you have an attack again?
Yeah, and I'm hoping it's in between the 15 and 28 week period that she told me.
I want to get some input from you guys there in the audience. Let me know. I mean, do you think that's a realistic expectation Evie should have? Do you think that since her OBGYN told her that she could have an opportunity to get it surgically removed if the episode happens again? I don't think that's realistic.
But they were like, oh, you know, there's been so many cases where, you know, the mom goes through it through the whole pregnancy, no problem. But yeah, the gallbladder is bothering them throughout the whole pregnancy, which doesn't sound fun.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
So not only am I feeling pregnancy sick, but gallbladder sick, Hopefully pregnancy sickness will go away in a month and a half, but I'll still have the gallbladder sickness.
But it's at that point, once you deliver, we'll be able to go get it surgically removed.
Like 2-in-1, let's do it. Baby out, gallbladder out. Boom, boom.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you'll be able to go under the knife after you have a baby. I think there's a time period, but we're hoping that baby comes late August.
We'll have to do it and make sure I recover before we go to Texas in November.
That's right. We'll have a baby then as well. We'll have the baby. So we don't know when the due date is. We're thinking late August, early September.
No, like mid-September.
You think mid-September?
Yeah.
I mean, you could have been pregnant in
like I'm shooting for the 21st of September.
Evie, I can't play copywritten content in this podcast, but
play it, DJ.
Play it, DJ. So I wanted to go over a few more expectations that were set here that I think were reasonable, but Evie and I also, you know, had them dashed to pieces as well. So Evie had a follow-up. She had a follow-up appointment with her OBGYN. This is the OBGYN that Evie and I had ever since the very beginning when we were on Medicaid, and they said, you need to find a doctor that accepts Medicaid. And the first one on the list was this doctor in just a few miles away from where I lived in college. No. And so we were hoping, you know, she would be able to deliver all our babies. She delivered Nicholas, she delivered Antonio, and then also Theodore. And come to find out, Evie, when you went there, what happened?
She didn't even... No, actually, I didn't even see her. I had to go to a different doctor that day. But that other doctor ended up telling me that Dr. Savage doesn't deliver babies anymore.
Our OBGYN doesn't deliver anymore. And we were willing... We live about half an hour away from her office, in a couple of cities away, and we were willing to drive all the way out there and go to the same hospital that we delivered in. Now, expectations dashed, disappointment sets in, sorrow ensues, and we're going to have to find another OBGYN.
I'm fine with that because, I mean, I wish there was a hospital across the street, you know, a mile away.
There kind of is one, isn't there? Isn't there one like 5 minutes away that delivers?
No.
We have a couple of urgent cares. We have to go to Lehigh. We have to go to Lehigh?
Yeah.
I'll have to look at that later off podcast. But
we don't even know what we're doing, guys. I know. That's the fourth baby. The
fourth baby, we have no idea. Oh my gosh. I wish you could see what's happening. Theodore has decided to...
Burrito himself.
Well, he laid this blanket covering the whole carpeted area. He
taquitoed himself up.
And then he laid down and rolled himself up like a taquito. Like a burrito. And now he can't really breathe. Now you can see him in shot if you're watching the podcast online. I wanted to interrupt our conversation to let you know, guys, we are on almost every single podcast imaginable. By the time I release this, I think we'll be on iTunes. We're on Spotify, we're on Podbean, we're on SoundCloud, we're on YouTube with videos you're seeing. We're on Stitcher, we're on a couple others. And
Stitcher.
Just another podcast thingy. And we're on Anchor as well, so check us out anywhere. We're also on Twitter.
I think all of these places are being made up, Andy.
Well, you don't listen to podcasts. I do. So there's two or three expectations that we've talked about in the last week that unfortunately have disappointed us. And
what else happened?
I wanted to... Okay, let's keep talking about what happened. So, I don't even know. Oh, we talked about parent-teacher conference. So there's a good example of expectations. You should have reasonable expectations for your children, their learning, and their development in school. And you should set expectations with your teachers with performance. And I represented us because Evie, it was like literally a day after we had done our other podcast, the first episode, and it was just dad. It was just dad and the teachers. And it was actually a really cool opportunity for me to kind of have a one-on-one with the boys. And I have some B-roll that you probably will see going on in the background. Anyway, we went and visited Tono's teacher. He's in first grade. And she said, don't tell anyone else, but Tono is my favorite. And that hit me. And I don't know if the teacher's just doing that. If any of you are teachers out there, let me know in the comments below if that's something that you do to your parents. But it was quite a sweet opportunity that I had where I was able to, you know, share, you know, what I expected of the teacher and what I was hoping to see. And Tono hit it out of the park. And the teacher's like, yeah, he's the best. He helps other students when they don't know. He's like the leader. He tells people to hush. He helps, you know, do... He's kind of like a teacher's pet. Yeah,
Tono's told me before, I was telling them to be quiet.
It's awesome. And as far as academics, he's doing amazing. And so I'm really pleased with Antonio and his, you know, his performance and his abilities and his development. Nicholas on the other hand, is...
Oh, no.
I don't know how to explain Nick. Nick's like, everyone's here and Nick's like up here. It's crazy. We went into the teacher and she's like, Nicholas is amazing. I wanted to show you something. And so for those not able to watch, I am sorry. But for those who are watching, Nicholas is the highest in the class. I think he's the highest in the whole grade. So they have this like academic category, like tier scale thing, and based on your performance, on your tests, on your behavior, you can go up a tier or down, and each tier requires 5 stars or 5 achievements, and then you can advance up. And he's at the very top. He's at like the 9th, and she's like, he's actually technically at the 10th, but we don't have anything higher. And so
and
she's
he was
like,
the first one to get there.
And he was the first one ever in like the last few years that she's been doing this. And so I'm like, I don't know what to say. And so she's like, yeah, let's also go over his performance and in reading and arithmetic and in science. Boom, he's like 99th percentile. He's reading at like a 5th grade level. His math, he knows, probably at a 5th grade level. And it's quite amazing. And so those expectations for Nick to, you know, make sure and do what's expected of him. It's great to see those expectations dashed in a positive way. Have you noticed that at all with the kids?
Well, I was going to say, this is one of the reasons why we signed Nicholas up to take that test for advanced learning for next year.
So what? Tell us about that. That happened as well that we never really talked about.
What is it called? It's advanced learning something, but... It's a program that hopefully he will get into next year. He took the test like a week ago. It was 4 hours long, and they mainly focus on math and science. And they said a little bit of social studies. Social studies, reading, something else. I don't remember.
I think it was just those four, yeah.
Okay. And Nicholas was like, oh, yeah. It was easy, or, yeah, I finished it all, or what else did he say?
It wasn't that hard.
It was easy, but I really hope that he gets into it, because we've known ever since he was, like, what, in kindergarten, that he's pretty smart, and he likes reading, he loves math, he's always loved math, he loves science, we finally took that step to help him learn more.
Yeah, it's so great.
Hopefully, well, and I still don't know if it's for just like an hour a day or if it's a special class that's going to be all day. We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know yet. They're going to tell us the results soon. So I want to now shift gears into the progress, in your progress, Evie. So right now your progress report of baby. You're pregnant, Evie.
I forget sometimes.
That's a good thing, I guess. I think last episode we had Evie kind of realize that she's truly, truly going to be bearing another child. And now it's kind of the long term. I mean, we're in the end game here.
It is so bright in this basement.
Sorry, I have this.
Whenever I open the door just to go outside, I'm like, light, I can't. It hurts.
Do you think that's
a
result of the pregnancy?
Mira, now I'm okay. Now I'm okay.
Oh, I do have this huge floodlight, this studio lighting, like right on our face.
There's two of them. One's directly on me. And then we have those, what are these lights on the ceiling?
Cam lights.
Yeah. So I should get it's a hat. Beautiful. Is there a hat in here, Doherty?
No. So yeah, anyway, I wanted to ask you about kind of how you feel. What are your anxieties? What's the pain? What are some pains that you're feeling, and kind of, you know, what are you coping with at the start? And then I'll ask you some follow-up questions. So what's the biggest thing, I think, the last week or so that has troubled you the most?
I mean, there's some good days, there's some bad days, there are some good mornings, and then bad afternoons.
What defines them as bad?
Like this morning. Was it this morning? Yeah, it was this morning. I woke up really dizzy and really nauseous. Yesterday I was okay. And then around like 1 or 2, I went downhill, dizzy and nauseous again. Whenever I say I'm not feeling good, everything smells, sounds, light will make me dizzy.
So it's almost like your senses are heightened, extreme. It's like someone took the dial from 3 to 10 on smells, light, sound.
Yeah. And then.
And taste, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, and then when I eat, it's. And I know this is normal. This is a pregnancy thing, but I can't eat that much anymore. Mm. Like, especially in the morning for breakfast, I'll eat the smallest thing and I'm full. Or I get sick after eating what I just ate for breakfast. And I'm like, what? Like, all I ate was toast.
What do you mean sick? Do you throw up?
No, I don't throw up. I just get nauseous. Like, I want to throw up. And then lunchtime. By lunchtime, no matter what, actually, even if I had a good morning, I'm always smells.
Yours.
I can't eat. I can't. And then dinner rolls around and it's still kind of there, but for some reason at dinner I can eat.
That's good.
I can.
Uh-oh.
I can eat at dinner.
Sorry for the interruption.
Wait, you bought new batteries for the one on the right? The camera
for the
on
black
the right?
One. Yeah. Okay, sorry. We had to turn the cameras on and off. They got to the end of that specific video, so I stopped and started again.
Well, good days. I'm not nauseous or dizzy all day. Bad days, I have it all day. Okay days, I have it in the morning and not at night, or the other way around.
So what are some of the ways that you comfort yourself or you combat these trials? What are some of the best things you can think of and you'd recommend our audience to do?
Make your kids go downstairs and you go to your bed.
Are there any like cognitive or like explicit things that you do in your mind, or is there any
Not
tricks
really.
That you do? Is there any like mental things that you do? Like, do you read like a mantra? Do you
no?
Do you pray? Do you
sometimes?
Sometimes.
No, I feel.
Do you medicate?
It's a little,
take drugs.
This morning I did because it was really bad. So I took my Zofran.
Okay.
And it went away like maybe 10 minutes later.
So when you visited your doctor a couple weeks ago, you were prescribed Zofran, right?
Yeah.
What does that help with?
Dizzy and nausea.
Oh, good. That's good.
It works like that.
And she recommended you take Tylenol, right?
Yeah.
Acetaminophen. I don't know how to pronounce it.
But I hate Tylenol. I always take ibuprofen and I can't. But the Zofran, I can only take it every 6 hours. And I feel like it wears off pretty fast.
Don't fall asleep on me, love. Everyone can hear that.
what was I going to say? So that's pregnancy stuff. And then I have gallbladder stuff. Certain foods will really upset my, and I don't want to say stomach, but I don't want to say gallbladder, And then there's the doctor said right here, this is my intestines, and that's mainly where the pain is every day. Sometimes I'll feel the gallbladder pain. I see right there.
Like right there, by at the edge of your ribs. That's where you're feeling the pain.
Yeah, it go to like the edge of your ribs and like tuck your fingers under. There's your liver, and then your gallbladder is like behind underneath it. It's down under there, under your ribs, behind your liver. So that's the, and when I mean pain, it's like, imagine like a really bad stomach ache or
like after you've run like a mile,
cramps.
It cramps and you're like, ugh, can't run.
And then, sometimes that makes me nauseous too.
Man, it's tough being pregnant.
But I know people have had it worse. So that's one thing I do something. I think that other people have had it worse, and I just need to calm down.
I think that's good. I think that's a good way to deal with it is to use. I mean, you don't want to compare yourself to other people, but
yeah.
I mean, we're really fortunate. We're in a situation where we are more comfortable than we were with any of our other kids, and some people don't have that opportunity. And I think putting it into perspective, I think is definitely a good mental way to help you cope with any kind of trial that you're dealing with. I mean, would you agree?
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's great. As far as keeping this same topic going, let's talk about our interrelationships and expectations, because now,
are you gonna sleep in the basement tonight?
We're gonna get to that. I'd prefer not
Doherty's
to.
Doherty's gonna sleep in the basement.
Doherty's gonna sleep in the basement with us. You're gonna sleep on the couch with me, Doherty, so we can play games.
You can sleep on the little couch, and Dana will sleep on the big couch.
Oh yeah, perfect, Doherty. But no dinosaurs.
Yes, dinosaurs.
All right. Sit down. No, we're not fighting. So let's talk about between you and me. So we've got three kids, right? Yep. And we're already outnumbered.
Wait, what?
We're now going to be doubled in kids versus parents.
Okay, wait, time out. I'm only 7 weeks pregnant, and I move and feel like if I'm 9 months pregnant.
That's
true. I have to prop myself up and like try to use my upper body strength that I don't have.
Hey, you need to get in the shot now. You're not in the shot.
I wasn't comfortable.
Okay, you don't
anymore.
Move. I'll fix the camera. But I want to finish this thought, and then I'm going to get you to talk because mom's talking. All right, so expectations. So we've talked about certain expectations medically that you need to take care of everything, you know, that there are going to be pains and there's ways that you can deal with it, whether it's mental or physical or even through medicated means. I want to talk about now your relationship with your spouse. What are some reasonable expectations that you have for your spouse, and then what's some unreasonable expectations you can have now that you're pregnant and you're dealing with this, let me finish. Not me tell you. This is your podcast.
Wait, you tell me what I think.
I'm not telling you what you think. You tell me what you think, because I can't read your mind, woman. So let's talk first about reasonable expectations. So what's a reasonable or a good expectation that the wife can have of the husband now that you're pregnant?
Go ahead.
Go. Wah, wah, wah. Even it doesn't matter that I'm pregnant. Everything should always be.
Should it be the same?
Should be.
Don't sit. Mom's talking.
Should be divided equally.
Okay.
Everything in the house, from cleaning, cooking, children, house stuff. I don't know.
Do you think that's happening with us?
A little bit more now that I'm pregnant.
Yeah. I don't think that's unreasonable. I think while you are incapable of physically doing certain activities, I think the spouse should certainly step in. I also think that the kids should also step in if you have kids, and you should be, you know, you should communicate that with them. I've done a lot more dishes lately. A lot more dishes.
I can't. The smell in the kitchen. I can't after dinner.
I can't. Okay, so.
And if I stay in the kitchen, I'll keep eating, and then I will be upset with myself later in bed because my stomach hurts and I'm scared.
There's a lot of things you just said right there.
Yeah.
That I as a spouse, am going to have to mind read, because that's the first time I've heard you say that. But, and that's the thing, is I'm willing to help out. I know it's half of my fault that this happened. And I don't think it's unreasonable for husbands to step in, even if, you know, if they have or if they haven't. I know prior to being pregnant, I was shirking my responsibility of doing the dishes. I could give reasons why, but I think it's reasonable now that I step up. I don't think it's unreasonable for me to do everything, though. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. I mean, no, I agree. You don't need to do everything.
I mean, do you think it's fair that, you know, pregnant women or spouses say, you know, this is your baby, you do everything?
No, that's messed up. Shut if that someone door. Is going to be saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, if she's having a super hard pregnancy and, like, literally can't do anything.
Yeah, if you're bedridden and whatnot.
Then, yeah, that's fine. I think I try my best to, like, I cleaned up everything off the floor the other day, and it took me forever. And yeah, I cleaned the kitchen over that morning, and it was hard. And that living room, I've been eyeing that living room for 2 weeks now. I haven't touched it, and I really want to clean it. But by the time I'm done with either the bedroom or the kitchen, I'm starting to feel nauseous and dizzy all over again. So I start to lay down, and that's when Doherty has his TV time or laptop time again, and then it's just, and then the boys come home from school, and then I have to start doing dinner, and I try to clean something else around that time, and then after dinner I'm just like, I can't, well then.
So at those points, is there anything that you do specifically to help you get over that impatience or the tough times where you just lose all stamina? Like, what do you do to get things done around the house, whether it is
well, like,
not necessarily like physically cleaning everything, but you still have to maintain order in the house. The kids can't just walk all over you and play games and jump on the computer or watch TV while you're in bed suffering. I mean, there's got to be, you know,
I knew that things still had to be done in the boys' bedroom, so I sent them upstairs to do that. And even though my stomach hurt a little bit, but my back was killing me right after dinner, I still decided to tidy up the kitchen after dinner while the boys were upstairs doing their room. And their room wasn't even that bad. There's a lot of things on the floor that I can't do for them because it's hard for me to bend down.
Have you noticed anything different with the kids since you've been pregnant? Have they been...
They know that when I say be quiet because my head hurts, or not to do a certain thing, or to stay in a certain place because I don't feel good, they're pretty good at being quiet and staying where I tell them to stay.
That's good.
Unless Dada comes over and starts wrestling them and fighting them and laughing and giggling with them.
I'm not a part of the problem. We already talked about at the beginning of this podcast how important it is for children to learn social boundaries. And so wrestling them is perfectly fine.
But not when I'm trying to lay down.
Okay, all right. I need to do better at that.
We'll have to move the wrestling downstairs. And help them do what they're supposed to do, but don't go that crazy.
Yeah. We decided this is for family night on Monday. This was a couple of days ago. This would have been on the 10th. We decided to watch an old classic flick from the 80s. My family grew up on Ninja Turtles. We loved Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the cartoons on Fox 13 in the morning. And my brother, he decided to buy us the 4-disc set. So the 3 movies from the 80s and 90s, and then the remake back in 2000, whatever. And so I decided to throw on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number one, and I honestly haven't seen that movie all the way through. At least I don't remember.
Okay, and that's
it was
weird,
amazing.
Because I saw it on TV just like a couple years ago.
Really? I honestly haven't seen it completely through in a long, long time. It was so good. Casey Jones is like my favorite character. Anyway, the kids got into this, you know, ninja fighting wrestling mode. You know, ever since Monday, and every time I've gotten home from work, it's just been WrestleMania. And so we need to work on that. We need to find the proper time and place for those activities, because mom can't tolerate them. And I don't think that's unreasonable. I don't think that's unreasonable at all. Ouch. So that's kind of another thing that's happened. That was really, really fun that we experienced together. I think I want to wrap this up with,
A song.
I don't know how far we are, but I knew when I turned off the thing, it was at 25 minutes. So we've actually gone further than our other episode. Can you believe it? But I did turn it on. I did turn it on, and then Doherty did his whole thing. And so it's probably around half an hour, maybe. We have something exciting going on in the next week, which may or may not delay. Maybe we'll even have this episode where we're at. Where are we going to be, Abby?
In 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today, we'll be in a hotel room.
Yeah. Where are we going to be?
We'll be at Disneyland.
We'll be in Disneyland. So this episode will go up the week that we are on Disneyland. So make sure you check out the Instagram. Make sure you check out the YouTube channel for up-to-date pictures and videos and stuff and vlogs of that experience. But we want to talk about, getting ready as a pregnant woman for a vacation. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. And then next episode is going to be all about how do you go to Disneyland while pregnant. I think that would be a fun idea. And
simple.
You're gonna have to tune in the next episode.
Actually,
but
you know
before
what?
That,
I think we went to Disneyland. So
twice when you were pregnant.
I've gone to Disneyland.
Oh yeah, I put up this picture
with
of Evie and Disneyland.
No, wait. Each kid, when I was like barely pregnant, like just a couple, like 10 to 15 weeks pregnant, I went with each kid.
Okay.
And then I also went when I was ginormous with each kid. So when we go next week, same thing. So this means that this means
what?
Oh wait, you can't fly. I was gonna say this means we'll have to go to Disneyland again in July.
When baby's born?
No, before baby's born.
When you're tubby pregnant, gigantic.
So it can be the same thing. Tradition.
We're not going again. This is
tradition.
So okay. We talked about relationships and expectations, which I think were really good. Along that line, I'm trying to get to that point. Along that lines, I told Evie when we were first married that hurt. That I would treat her to a 10-year anniversary present. And she's like, BMW? And I'm like, no. A full-week trip to Disneyland? And I said, I'll raise you at Disney World. And so we planned on going to Disney World for our 10-year anniversary. And that's this year. This year we turn 10 years as a married couple. June 13th, 2009 was when we got married. So it'll be 2019. And she decided to change plans. And she wanted to bring the whole family. But I think it's good because, A, I don't want to be in Florida while Evie's tubby pregnant. I don't know why I'm saying tubby pregnant, but she would be much more pregnant than she is.
Are you saying I'm fat?
Well, you get big.
I've gained like maybe
you've
a
already
pound.
Gained weight. You haven't gained weight?
Actually, no.
I think you
when
have.
I went
Theodore,
to the doctor,
stop.
No,
please
when
stop.
I went to the doctor last week, I was still 130.
Mom's talking. So anyway, long story short, we decided that we would take all of the kids on an 8-day vacation for our 10-year anniversary. 4 or 5 days, 1 or 2 days we'll be traveling. 3 or 4 days are going to be in San Diego. We're going to visit family. We might go to Legoland. We're going to go to the beach. And then we're going to spend 3 days in a resort in Disneyland. And we've never done that before. So we might be
middle of Main Street, USA.
Take it away, girl.
I was listening to that today.
And so we've usually only just done one day, like one park, one day. We've never done more than 2 days.
Nuh-uh. We've done 3 days with the boys.
No, we haven't. When?
Yeah, we have.
When?
I think the last time was 2 years ago.
No, we didn't do three. I don't remember paying for 3 days. Anyway, we've never been in a hotel. We never, like...
We were in a hotel 2 years ago.
For one day?
Oh, that was one day.
So anyway... yeah, so it's going to be a really fun experience. We rented a car. It's going to be dank, as the kids say.
Who says dank?
Everyone says dank.
Andy, I've told you 1,000 times.
She hates some of the words I say.
You can't say these weird words that like 15-year-olds are saying.
Yes, I can.
You're
not?
31 and 15-year-olds are annoying.
No, they're not. That's most of my family.
Okay, say it again. Say something different.
It's dope.
Nope.
It's lit.
No. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna hit your jaw.
No, don't. My TMJ, Effie. Oh man. I think. Ow. I quit it. Your slaps are much harder than now. I lost my train of thought. So that's what we're gonna do. Next episode is gonna be all about being pregnant and dealing with kids and doing the whole Disneyland thing. So look forward to that. I thank you so much for joining us on Shh, Mom is Talking. This has been episode 2. I don't know what the title is going to be of
Shattered
the episode.
Dreams.
Shattered dreams, disappointment, expectations blown, that kind of stuff. Interruptions by our youngest.
Interruptions.
Join us, guys. Please review us. Please hit that like button. Please follow us if you're on Spotify or if you're on SoundCloud. Please hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Share this with your friends. Hopefully this has been enlightening to you and kind of, you know, a peephole into our daily lives, and hopefully your expectations for relationships and pregnancy and for raising kids aren't so much that it causes you stress, because that's ultimately what we want to avoid.
Does
you don't
cause
want to
you
be
stressed.
You don't want to be stressed. Yeah. Then don't set expectations. That's the main point. If you don't set unreasonable expectations, then you're not going to get stressed. That's kind of my personal mantra. With that being said, thanks so much for joining us. All right, do you have anything else, Evie, to say? Because this is your podcast.
Oh, yeah?
I put it in your name, by the way. Everything's in your name.
What? The one thing in our whole marriage that's in my name.
It's our podcast.
Is our podcast.
Yeah. Yep.
You just think you are so cool right now. He's turning red.
I'm not.
He is turning red.
I'm not.
I am so cool.
Get out of here.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah. Evie, I need you to say, shh, Mom is talking.
How should I say it?
Say it like 10 different ways.
Shh. Wait, is it shh, Mom's talking?
Mom is talking.
Okay. Doherty, shh. Shh. I already forgot. Mom is.
Shh. Mom is talking. Doherty. Shh. Mom is talking.
This is so hard. Shh. Mom is talking.
Mm-hmm.
Shh.
We can't do it.
Shh. 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 Mom is talking. Shh. Mom is talking. Shh.
That was good.
Shut up. I'm talking.
It's good. It's a good title.
My cool pants are going to rip. Spent $300 at the store.
I did it. It was a $200.
Beat up Dada for me. I'm done.
Ow, you're beating me up. Stop it. Thank you so much for listening to
Shh, Mom is Talking.
Like, subscribe, and write a review on any of the sites that you are listening to this on. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and check out some of our other content. Join us in next episode as we go over how to vacation while you're pregnant, and more specifically, the best tips and tricks as a pregnant person for going to Disneyland. This is Andy and Evelyn.